It's the Best Country, Minnesota 93 with TJ in studio, joined by Christine Nessler from Freedom Home Care. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning.
Good to talk about who are the kind of people that you guys are helping out with Freedom Home Care, and that's the topic for today. Because we might live in a neighborhood where we have some people, and maybe we notice some things, and I'm sure there's a tactful way to go about, you know, finding out a little bit more about this person and their needs, which I will ask about in a moment. But who are the kind of people that you are helping out on a day-to-day basis? I know that's kind of a broad question because you have people that you help temporarily and some people you help on the long term. But I guess if you could put it in a nutshell, who are these people?
Yeah, you know, most of the time, the people that we see that need some extra help at home are the people that are in and out of the ER on a frequent basis. They maybe have multiple chronic conditions. They need some support as they're transitioning home after a surgery or after an illness. Maybe they don't have a solid support system at home. They have, they're seeing multiple physicians. They're using hospice or palliative care. Those are some of the people that we typically see.
So how do you go about the topic, bringing up the topic perhaps maybe of somebody needing home care? Let's say I have a neighbor, just as an example, and I'm looking and I'm noticing, okay, maybe that person's in a little bit over their head. I have to imagine if you approach that person, there could be a little tension there.
Sure.
And in some cases, you said that the family is not near to them. So, you know, how do you go about kind of crossing that line without crossing that line, I guess?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, probably in the midst of conversation or a visit, rather than just knocking on the door and say, you look like you're struggling.
Yeah, right.
but I definitely think, you know, there's ways to bring it up to just say, you know, how are things going for you? And I know your daughter lives, you know, across the country, let's just say,
sure.
Are you getting the support that you need? Is there any way that I can help? Or, hey, here's these people that I've heard of that could maybe do a few things around the house for you. So I think if you just approach it gently to, you know, kind of ask them how things are going, or maybe say, you know, I've noticed a couple of things. It seems like you're not out and about as much as you used to be. You know, I don't see you running in with your groceries very often, or, you know, different things like that.
All right. Or, and I suppose, too, if you had some specific questions, you could actually contact you guys for some advice on how to talk to that person about possibly using you guys down the road for some help.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, whether we're working with, you know, a facility or a community or a hospital or a neighbor, there's just certain things that we can, you know, get going right off the bat to help you out. We can set up that coordination of care meeting at a facility, at the hospital, or we can set up that in-home assessment. So just call and ask the questions. You know, somebody's looking for or seems like they need a little help. What do we do next? And then, you know, if we are talking to somebody at a hospital or at a rehab facility, we just need to know any discharge instructions, any orders from the doctors, any different therapy exercises that their therapist wants us to be helping with, those sorts of things at home.
All right.
But generally, if it's your neighbor, just giving us an idea of what the problem is, or if it's a family member. And it's all oftentimes a good idea. You know, we can have a conversation first, but once we really get into the gist of what's going on, we want to be visiting with the person that would actually be getting those cares as well.
I imagine every single scenario is different.
Oh, so different.
That's the same,
yeah.
Right? Yeah. So asking the questions and, of course, approaching it in a tactful way is very important.
Yeah.
If we want to ask more questions and get in touch with you, how do we do that?
So give us a call at Freedom Home Care. That's 507-387-4663 or 387-HOME. Otherwise, you can check out our website, freedomhomecarellc.com. Another thing I know, you know, the hospital is doing now, that if somebody needs to be discharged with services, they give them a little tablet with some options. So be clicking on Freedom Home Care to find out more about us on that tablet. Or just stop by and see us. We're in the, oh boy, I'm going to do this. It was the Anchor Bank, and now it is Old National Bank.
Oh, okay.
That's the building we're in, right close to the Blue Earth County Library.
I have a hard time letting go, so if you say Anchor Bank for the next decade, I'll still remember.
I still sometimes say Voyager Bank,
right?
So I just catch myself.
Yeah,
but
I still say the Mankato Civic Center once in a while, too, and how long has that been,
right?
All right. Christine Nestler with me today from Freedom Home Care in the old
National
Bank building, formerly the Anchor Bank building here in Mankato. And of course, Freedom Home Care LLC.com. Thank you very much.
Thank you.